Job chapter 10. This is Job continuing his response to Bildad. My soul is weary of my life. I will give free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will tell God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. Well, this is, of course, the worst thing about extreme suffering or any suffering. Why? And it's one of the questions that Job has to leave unanswered. And he has to humble himself to recognize that we do not understand all of God's ways. And there are people who say, well, I don't believe in God, or if he exists, he's not just, he's not fair. And yet really that is their pride speaking. Why are there these issues of injustice and suffering in our lives and in the whole human experience? They are there in order to humble us, to see whether we will say, I do not understand. I've asked you to explain yourself, God, but you don't, or I don't understand it, but I still love you and believe in you. And that is where Job, in the end, comes out so well. Even though, as we go through the speeches that he makes, you see that he really does struggle with it at the time. Is it good to you that you should oppress, that you should despise the work of your hands and smile on the counsel of the wicked? Well, he's going too far there. God does not despise the work of his hands. We, our bodies, we, you and me, we are the work of his hands, and he will not despise any. Do you have eyes of flesh, or do you see as man sees? Are your days as the days of mortals, or your years as man's years, that you inquire after my iniquity and search after my sin? He's saying, well, God, you are God and not man, so you don't quite know what we feel like. And again, that's another way of him saying, I dearly wish that there was someone who was sort of between both of us, who does know how a man feels, who could reason with God. And that desire was met, is met, finally, in the Lord Jesus, who was the Son of God but had human nature and knows exactly and has experienced exactly what we go through. Although you know that I am not wicked, there is no one who can deliver out of your hand. Your hands have framed me and fashioned me altogether, yet you swallow me up. Remember, I beg you, that you have fashioned me as clay. Will you bring me into dust again? Haven't you poured me out like milk and curdled me like cheese? You have clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and grace. Your visitation has preserved my spirit. Lots of references there to the Genesis creation. Quite clearly, God created man out of the dust, and he has given us the spirit that is the breath of life. And in death, we are brought into dust again. It's dust to dust. There is no immortal soul that goes on living after we're dead. Yet you hid these things in your heart. I know that this is with you. If I sin, then you mark me. You will not acquit me from my iniquity. Well, again, he's going too far there. His suffering is making him think that God will never forgive him. If I'm wicked, woe to me. If I'm righteous, I still shall not lift up my head, being filled with disgrace and conscious of my affliction. If my head is held high, you hunt me like a lion, and then you show yourself wonderful to me. So he's saying, look, one minute you're hunting me like a lion, the next minute you're showing me your amazing grace. And he can't make sense of God. And that is how it feels, that you see both the harder side of God and his amazing grace. And we long to see it all resolved. It was resolved in a sense when you see the awful death of Jesus on the cross, which was also the love of God commended to us. And we will finally understand in the kingdom. And yet there are times in some lives, in some ways, as in Job's life, where you do come to get it, to see the clearer picture, even in this life. You renew your witnesses against me and increase your indignation on me. Changes and warfare are within me. Why then have you brought me forth out of the womb? I wish I'd given up the spirit and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Aren't my days few? Cease then. Leave me alone that I may find a little comfort before I go where I shall not return from, to the land of darkness and of the shadow of death, the land dark as midnight of the shadow of death, without any order, where the light is as midnight. Again, you notice how he begins answering Bildad, his friend, so-called, who turned against him, but then he slowly shifts to talking to God directly. This speech that he's made to Bildad begins with him addressing Bildad, but then it sort of ends up, like his answer to Eliphaz, it ends up with him actually talking directly to God. And that's what happens when you lose your friends, when your friends turn against you, when you're disillusioned, maybe with church or religion, you then are led to turn to God himself and to have personal encounter, an engagement and dialogue with him.